Well, Richard, it's the final day of the Cheltenham Festival and it's all leading up to the Gold Cup. Shall we start with the Gold Cup? And there's a couple of non-runners you've got to tell us about.
Yeah, sadly, obviously Bog Warrior ran yesterday, so that wasn't a surprise. But Sunny Hill Boy had a bad scope this morning, according to his trainer, John Joe O'Neill. So he was scratched from the race first thing this morning, leaving a field of nine to go to post.
And I suppose, in a way, that's quite fortuitous for Tony McCoy, because he's now taken the ride on Sir Deschamps.
That's right. Obviously, sadly, David Russell suffered a punctured lung in a fall here yesterday and obviously won't be riding for a little while. So it looks like, although it has yet to be officially confirmed, that AP McCoy, the champion jockey, will be on Sir Deschamps.
Right. Well, can you give us a little preview of this race?
Well, this is a fascinating renewal of the Gold Cup with four major chances. Bobsworth, who's never been beaten in his runs at Cheltenham and won the Hennessy so impressively in November. Long Run, who's won two William Hill King Georges and a Gold Cup, hasn't been seen out since that King George win. Sylvain Jaco-Conti, who's won all his races this season and was impressive at Aintree last year. And Sir Deschamps, who's won twice at the festival before, and this has been his target all season. So four real contenders with all the strong chances.
Has there been any money coming for any one of these horses?
Well, the two best back this morning have been Long Run. We were 6-1 first thing, and he's now 5-1. And Sir Deschamps has proved popular since the news about McCoy broke. But the best bet horse of the outside has been Cape Tribulation, who was 16-1 this morning, now trading at 11-1. He, of course, beat Imperial Commander in the Argento chase here on trials, though.
All right, that's a very interesting betting heat. Let's start with the opening race on the card. And I mean, I don't know where you stand, but I haven't been over-impressed with how Paul Nicholls' horses have been finishing their races this week. And we get to see one of his, he reckoned was one of his best chances of the week in action in the Triumph Hurdle Far West. And that might give us an indication of the well-being of his yard as regards how Sylvain Jaco-Conti is going to run in the Gold Cup later on.
Well, yeah, that's a fair point, Charlie. Paul hasn't had a winner this week. He's had a few in the frame, but he's had one or two disappointments. So Far West is as big as 5-1 with us now, having been a lot shorter than that earlier in the week. The market headed here by Rolling Star, who's won both his hurdle races, including, importantly, over here at Course and Distance last time. And the Irish, best of the Irish, looks to be Our Connor, who's won all of his three starts, and he trades at 7-2.
Right, we'll move on to the county hurdle. And look, I have to admit, I've been really, really looking forward to watching If and But Why Not run in this. And has there been any money come in for him?
Has Charlie. Now, good pick that from David O'Meara's stable up in the north. Timmy Murphy takes the ride. This horse was trading as high as 20-1 earlier in the week. Now it's 10-1 chance for the county hurdle. Looks to have a real good each way chance.
Now, Willie Mullins has got an outstanding record in this. He's got a couple of runners. Is there anything from the Mullins yard to be frightened of?
Well, you always respect the Mullins runners. I think there's nothing particularly strong from him today. The best back to Irish ones have been Dermot Weld, here's the bat. Michael Nolan claiming £5 off him. He's 20 from 25-1. And Gordon Elliott, who had such an impressive winner in the Fred Winter, runs Shadow Catcher, and he's also 20 from 25.
I imagine the favourite will be Cotton Mill.
Definitely, yeah. He was still in the champion hurdle this time last week. But John Ferguson has chosen to go the handicap route. So if he thought he was a champion hurdle horse, then off 150 here, he must have a chance and he'll definitely go our favourite.
OK, well, let's move on to the Albert Bartlett. Now, I was talking to you earlier and there has been Twitter rumours that Ballycasey may or may not run, but, you know, they're just rumours. What do you make of the race itself?
Well, we've got one of the shorter price horses today will be at Fisher's Cross, who beat the new one here at the trials meeting in January. The new one was that was really impressive in the Neptune on Wednesday. So at Fisher's Cross, as short as 9-4 with us now. He's unbeaten over hurdles this season. He's won twice at Cheltenham. You know, he appears to have all the credentials you need for an Albert Bartlett winner.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the rain's coming around midday, which could be perfect for At Fisher's Cross.
True. He needs a test of stamina to be seen as his best. We had a bit of drizzle overnight. It's overcast and windy now. I think there's light rain forecast from midday with the heavier stuff coming later in the afternoon. So whether it comes in time for the Albert Bartlett, I'd be a little bit dubious whether that will happen in time. But even so, I think even on the ground as it stands, that Fisher's Cross is definitely the one to beat.
If we can move on to the Fox Hunters Chase at 4 o'clock. And Well, we've got Salsify, who's going to for back-to-back wins in this. I was always of the impression that the faster the ground, the better Salsify would run. The rain might not be to his advantage.
He's won on bad ground at Leopardstown. He won a very hot Hunter Chase in Ireland recently. He is the one to beat. He's trading at 11 to 4 at the moment. I can't see that getting much bigger, particularly as he won this race last year, beating Shepherd Turgeon, and I can't see how that form can be reversed. But it's a 23-runner race with amateur riders, so he could get a surprise here.
You could, and if we look at the 440, the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap, I guess this is a race that's always primed for a surprise. Now, I guess David Pipe would love to win this race for his father. He's got a few entries in there, including the Gevre Chambertin, who's unbeaten this season and runs off 11 stone 12.
Yeah, well, he looks certain to start favourite. He's a full brother to Grand Cru. Tom Bellamy claims £6 off his back. It's hard to pick any holes in his form, but again, we're looking at a 24-runner handicap, so is 6-1 a fair price? Probably, for the Pipe Stable, trying to win this race for the old man. We've won or two backed against him this morning, notably Village Vic, who's got some good novice form, 10 from 12, and a good move for the Mullins runner, Anthony Mullins this time, Bridget's Pet, 16 from 25.
Okay, well, let's move on to the final race of the whole meeting, the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual. And Nicky Henderson, well, he'd love to win it again for his father. He won it last year. Well, he's packed the race full of them. And one I'm really keen on is Kid Cassidy. He's the horse that was electrocuted at Newbury a couple of seasons back. And, he has been running a bit like a scalded cat ever since. But I think they've got the right man on board to settle him down in his race.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a similar horse last year, Bell Varno, who Paul Carby rode the same connections and won impressively actually in this race. Kid Cassidy, yeah, AP's got off him. He is definitely a tricky character, a tricky ride. He's trading at 10-1 at the moment with us. Alderwood looks like going to start favourite. Again, another horse from Ireland, trained by Thomas Mullins this time. He won the county hurdle here last year. He's actually running off a lower handicap mark in chases than he does over hurdles. With AP riding him, he's the one that will head the market. Roddy looks interesting for Paddy Brennan. Tom George, they haven't had a winner this week yet, but this is a very rapidly improving chaser, and he could be interesting at around the 8-1 mark.
Right, well, Richard, I'm going to have to put you on the spot here. We all need a getting out of stakes winner for the final day. Can you point us in the right direction?
Well, I'm not being original here. I think the horse most likely to win today is At Fisher's Cross in the Albert Bartlett. And if you want a bit of value today, probably the one you like, If Bus and Why Not, in the county hurdle.